Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word. Welcome to Active Word.
Exalted. He teaches me to prosper.
Are you here?
I have come with stories to tell. I have come with testimony. Take a look at me, you can see it. Say you can call me testimony. And it's in time and it is for season. See all around me testimony. And because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall never want. Every day testimony, everywhere testimony. See the word is working, I'm so full of praise. In the morning testimonies, and in the evening testimonies. Now I tell the story, how I overcame.
Your life for laughter.
I see you,
yeah. You have come with stories to tell. You have come with testimony. When I look at you, I can see it. You are full of
testimony.
It's your time, yes,
it's
this is
time.
Your season. All around you
testimony.
And because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall never want. Every day testimony. Testimony, see the word
the
is
word
working.
Is
you're so full of praise. In the morning testimony, and in the evening testimony. Now we tell the story of how we overcame. I testify. I testify.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your shout will bring your testimony in the name of Jesus. Please take your seat. Wow, someone say wow. Laban said in Genesis chapter 30, verse 27, that I pray thee, he told Jacob, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord had blessed me for thy sake. Hallelujah. Is it working? It's our church, isn't it? And today we are here to say that we are honoring our prophet, our pastor, our teacher, Bishop Dagiwood Mills, isn't it? We recognize and acknowledge that certain things have happened to us. Our lives have been preserved for because of him, isn't it? So we are here to honor him. Hallelujah. And the testimony I'm going to read will tell you how someone's life was preserved while listening to the message of the prophet. Are you happy? Okay. So it says, double deliverance from an accident on the Accra Tema motorway and a domestic fire outbreak. Oh, church, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. So she says, returning home on Friday from work, I felt so tired. So I sat in my car for a few minutes to unwind before I set off. Normally, when I'm very tired, I prefer listening to music than a message. But on this particular day, I felt a strong urge to listen to a message by Bishop Dag. Inti adensye we say, or say, Nyami yini free accident mu, hallelujah. Or say, Friday upon us, upon a jumano, now our bread. Inti otna ne ka mu kakra, so ojina homi, and sana was wetu ne ka. Inti ojina homi we eno, no, or saw on the radio, but normally, so our brea, or peso tienum, but sadano, or ye nagini say, obey ye Bishop Dag message. Are you enjoying my tree? Oh, put your hands together. It is working, hallelujah. So she continues, normally when I'm tired, I prefer listening to music, but that particular day, I decided to listen to a message by Bishop Dag. So I tuned in to the Podbean or the podcast, and began listening to the message titled The Mystery Path of Your Life. That was the message he preached last week, isn't it? I was so tired I could hardly concentrate on the message. But I thought to myself, let me just listen to my prophet's voice. Hallelujah. No, say wabre. But catch on who say message no metier. Into wabre, catch on who say message no better ubetie. Hallelujah. I drove slowly on the motorway at about 80 to 90 kilometers per hour. Just when I was turning into the untarred road, the person was really slowing, hallelujah. Just when I was turning into the untarred, slow as I drive. Just when I was turning into the untarred road of the motorway leading into Community 12, I indicated with the intention of overtaking this small loading truck, popularly known as Aboso Kai Machu. How many of us know Aboso Kai Machu? Then suddenly, I saw a car coming up at top speed, preventing me from overtaking this Aboso Kai Machu. Hallelujah. I immediately applied the brakes sharply, and the tires began to screech. Hey! Some items I had bought from town at the back of my car started flying into the front seat. It was as though someone just held the car at the point because I was just inches away from hitting this car. Oh, church, did you hear me? Give the Lord a shout. Hey, she was just inches away from knocking down this car. Hallelujah. Or see, Oju Community 12, or no, oh, free motorway, no, 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 so kind macho, or the one, oh, call into your person funny chain. Hey, is it working? Or person funny chain, and I can't be so the top speed. Oh, yes, I'll be overtaking you, but Yamia Dom, hallelujah. Me say Yamia Dom, be bonny, be a end to. Oh, yes, Sudimu, hallelujah. Then she says, I got home safely at about 3:30 p.m., entered my kitchen, only to find out that I had left a saucepan on my fire in the morning till the time I got there. Hey, from 7 a.m., she left a saucepan on fire. The gas was on, and she left the saucepan on the fire. But by the grace of God, hallelujah, her house was not raised down by the fire. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. Hey, this is a major miracle. Hallelujah. For you to leave saucepan or see or the chin CC just so fitiano past 7 a.m. A cigars nisso sa till 3:30 p.m. O doofie. Banyamia dom, bibi boni bia antono, and antune busia for oh church. Yem boy and sem. Na yem fe yamia ye. Se wa boni hobine. Hallelujah. She says, I strongly believe that but for the voice of the prophet, Bishop Dag, and the prayers of our father, Bishop Sam, the story would have been different. Do you believe same? Oh, then church, appreciate God. Hallelujah. Or see, oh, Chidi Pasa, and Yamia Sema, now prophet, no preacher. And a Bishop Sam Empire debia obomana in chasem no ebe asemfo for hallelujah banyamia dom obia huye. So she says, I want to say thank you to our prophet Bishop Dag for being a blessing to us and through whom my life and the life of my family was spared. And I also want to appreciate Bishop Sam for continually keeping watch over our souls. God bless you, Bishop. Hallelujah. Oh church, put your hands together. Into your say, a person that Bishop Daga say, say enam nindimu ne life a year spared. No person that Bishop Sam, so I'm a fancy, so don't be surprised. A person that Bishop Sam, so I say, say debia all born pie, so that we will be delivered. Oh, church, let's appreciate God for such a powerful testimony. So, like Laban, this morning we are saying that we are blessed because of you, Bishop Dag. We are where we are today because of you. So honoring him is just a reasonable service, isn't it? Today, honor him from your heart and your life will not be the same. Me say, yet is a layman, yet is a Jacob, yet is a Bishop Dag. Nyamie shrine enam wosunti inti kakra ebe ye fi embotom ne die ye di ana wodie. It's not too much, is it too much? So let's honor him from our heart and we will be blessed. Put your hands together.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? So happy to be in church today. Are you happy to be in church today? I'm so excited to be in the presence of God and you are not living the same again. Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's put our hands together and take our seats.
Amen.
Wow. I'm extra excited today because today also happens to be the day that we are honoring my father, my pastor, my prophet, my evangelist, and above all, my teacher.
And in my church.
Hey! You see, the drama people caught me off guard. I didn't know that's what they were going to do. But they reminded
me
of when Bishop was sending me to Tema.
Yeah, Bishop, that gets
so hey! Can you imagine what would have happened if I had not come? And can you imagine what is happening whilst you are not going? Not doing your
bus center. No.
Not doing your center.
No.
Not doing your invitation.
Invitation.
Can you imagine if I had not obeyed? And I really want to thank God for today. Special day. Look, if you are sitting down, I want you to stand to feet. Give the Lord an extra
clap
to Jesus for wonderful things he has done. Today is a special day. It is a day that we are going to be taught and do something very special. Something very, very, very important. We have titled today Galatians 6:6. Honoring our prophet, our teacher. Galatians 6:6. What does Galatians 6:6 say?
Then Galatians 6:6 actually.
And let us not be weary in well doing. That's 6:9. Sorry. That's 6:9. But 6:6 says that let him, I'll get to 6:9, but Let him that is taught in the world communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. You see, him that is taught in the word is a very simple, straightforward verse of scripture. Are you being taught in the word? You know the testimony the lady shared. She said she was listening to a message of Bishop in a car. And then she almost had an accident. But that accident, do you know what it could have caused her? It could have cost her a lot of money. Cost her life. She's married, so the husband probably would have gone for another wife. Money will not be able to buy what she would have lost. But just a word, just the word of the prophet in the car was able to take her away from accident. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why I say, if you are taught in the word, what you need is the word. You know, how many of you know that you are human beings? Who here is not a human being? Who here is a human being? And who here is not? See, people are not people. Oh. You may think that as, of course, there are angels here, but I've prayed that you don't see them now for this particular exercise. After this, you can see them. But who here is a human being?
Why do you need power, Hasi?
Please, watch the person next to you, the other person.
She never turn around and say,
"Who is not a human being?"
Now, why is you not a nipa?
If you are a human being, means you are man.
So,
Adama, is that not so? You are man.
We are nipa.
Clear with breath, is that not so?
Whom me woman?
Now, Bible said that man shall not live.
Bible say nipa yamfa.
By bread alone. Do you get it? So what man needs also to live, it's like man cannot live physically, you can't live by water alone. You need food. Do you get it? So as you are man now, you can also not live by bread alone. You need to also live by the word of God. A man that is alive. But not all men are alive. People, some are living but they are dead. But if you are a man and you are alive, you cannot live by Konkonte and Kelewele alone. You cannot live by Abitie and potatoes alone.
Potatoes.
You also need the word of God. Do you get it? And the Bible says somebody teaches you the word.
The Bible says obi oho chere wo sase mo no.
Somebody teaches you the word.
Obi oho chere wo sase mo.
So let him that is taught in the word. And in Lighthouse, somebody teaches us the word.
Obi oho chere.
Hallelujah. We have a prophet. We have a teacher. Let me tell you something. There was Aaron. There was whatever. None was Moses. Because it was by Moses that God took Israel out of Egypt. Aaron only came in when Moses asked God for somebody to just help. Somebody to just send to Tema. Somebody to send to other places. That is how Aaron came in. Otherwise, Aaron was not the one who was called. It was Moses who was called.
Moses na Nyankopon friend.
Any United Denomination.
You
have been taken from your Egypt. You have been taken from your bondage. You have been taken from your sicknesses. You have been taken from your singlehood. You have been taken from your poverty. You have been taken from all your problems. By the prophet. By the word of the prophet. And by his word. You have been preserved. And it is just our spiritual exercise, reasonable service to also honor this prophet. So today is about honoring the prophet, not even with our substance, appreciating. Appreciating. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I started talking to you about some powerful spiritual truth about this type of appreciating your prophet. You can take your seat again. I don't know. Only those at the front are enjoying the message. Those at the back are not enjoying the message. Those at the back, are you enjoying the message? Oh, wonderful. Now, remember, just to recap for those who are not here and go straight. This one is action moment. It's not time of, you know, this kind of things. Somebody sang a song, said, if you say you love somebody, you have to let him know about it. Is that not so? Aha. It's action.
And then action.
You see, this, look, I'm going to just give you about 5 or 6 verses.
And then my mama, verse.
Cherish these verses. These verses will change your lives forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Chapter 4.
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
Verse 5 to 7. I have taught you statutes and judgments.
You see,
you always need somebody to teach you things. If we're here with me, you need someone to teach you things. Some of you ladies, you need somebody to teach you how to cook. These days, I realize that it's even going beyond cooking. Because as we've come here to sweep, as we come here to be working, the other day I saw some ladies sweeping the stage. Where are they? I'm sure they are in church. And it wasn't easy at all. They were generating dust. So I came to
her
and said, look, if you want to sweep without the dust coming, then I show them what to do. Do it this way. And I show them how to do it. And yesterday when we came to work here, come and see some of them. Generating dust in Chapel International. I had to take the broom and tell them, sweep like this. So that, and gather the dust like this. And I realized that you need that people would teach you. Last week, I caught one of the ladies. And I taught her that this is your wig.
And I'm a catcher and I said, oh, wig away.
I told her she should pray that I forget. But I didn't, obviously, I didn't forget. I told her this is your wig.
This is our wig away.
If you don't change it,
so once a son.
Hey. And then I said, what do you do? Say, I'm a hairdresser.
Also, you're a hairdresser.
I said, hey!
Hey!
Is that the wig you're going to put on people's wives?
It's a wig when all the question go for every new mutism.
So I taught her statutes.
It's a metrano in Sembi.
And judgments.
Any atembo.
What will happen? That don't wear, and see, some of you ladies, you like wearing wig too much.
Imani mu bi sumu per wig shadow do.
And that's one of the things that if you are United Denominations and you are a lady, and you listen to our bishop preach,
now see a bishop near,
there's no way your life should be the same.
Wa brabo ntimi nyese di atibium.
He will teach you how to dress.
Obetio se di ye dressing.
He will teach you how to do your hair.
Obetio se di ye ti.
If for nothing, you have heard of Captain Haddock.
What a Captain Haddock umput.
You have heard of wearing, well, I'm not even the last time I saw my wife wearing net that you wear on your neck.
Hair net.
I don't remember the last time I saw her wearing it. Because after listening to Bishop preach for a while,
it's as a meeting Bishop
and me too hearing it.
Because
when he said, both of us heard it. So whose face are you going to wear that wig?
He said,
I want to hold my hair. When you hold it, go and release it for who to look at. Release it for me to look at it now. So that I'll be mesmerized by your hair and be moved by your hair. The other day, she won't keep quiet. When I was trying to brush my hair, I said, what do I have to brush? She won't keep quiet. You have one, you are tying. Me, I don't have one. I'm trying to brush it and make it nice.
You answer me, brush it.
Eh? He said that I have taught you. And let me tell you something. Bishop has taught us.
Bishop Atreye
Nyo. Hey! He has taught us so many things. I mean, there's nothing in life. I'm sure the pastors will be sharing testimonies as I go by. There's nothing in life that you cannot find something that he has not taught of. Either by
preaching
or by writing, even by singing. These days, you can hear the songs that our lady pastor Aida sings. All the ways that Bishop is teaching us. Everything is here. Everything is here. He has taught us everything. He said he has cooked for us to come and eat. So that's what Moses was telling the people. I have taught you statutes and judgments. Even as the Lord commanded me that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. And the land you go to possess may be your marriage, your job, anything you are doing. He has taught you how to possess it. And many of us are possessing things. I see you possessing your buildings in Jesus' name. You are possessing all your possessions. But you see, what they were being taught was for them to go and possess. When they get there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he goes on by saying, he said, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding. And that is my emphasis today. Because I'm not going back to this verse.
So,
that is your wisdom and understanding. You see, there's a kind of wisdom and understanding that is not of this world. And if you read further, said that will make you, and they said that in the sight of the nations which shall hear of thee, and say, surely this nation is great. And it's a wise nation. It's a great and a wise nation. You see, that wisdom will make you great and wise. It will say that this family is a great and a wise family. This business is a great and a wise business. If you go by this, he said, this is your wisdom. And Christians, we have our wisdom, which makes us different from other nations.
1 Corinthians 2:12.
Few verses. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Look, they are free things God has given to us. They are free things. They are free marriages. They are free cars. I mean, I say free in the sense God has given to you. God has freely, you know the things God has freely given to you. Weak things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. You see, those things that are freely given to you, that you have, that is our wisdom. That will make you great. The Bible says that it is not as man teacheth, but when the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spirituals. But the natural man receiveth not these things. To the natural man, our wisdom doesn't mean anything. To the natural man, our wisdom is some way. But Moses told them, this is your wisdom. It will make you great. It will preserve you. I can testify to how this wisdom and this words of Bishop Doug has blessed my life.
Bishop Doug,
that it has preserved my life. This wisdom. But the world, it is not, it cannot take it. Because it is spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:6. He said, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect? This is our wisdom, isn't it? We speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught.
You see,
Joyce, there's a wisdom of this world.
Pastor
Foley, there's a wisdom of this world. But the Bible says that it shall come to naught. But this wisdom we speak. So which wisdom we speak? Wow.
Wow.
Then goes, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Look at this. Watch this. Tell your friend, say, watch this one. Say, watch this one. Which none of the princes of this world knew. And then even watch this one. For if they had known it. If they had known it. You see, some of you, your problems. Your diseases. All the things you are going, if you have known this wisdom, if you have known how to apply this wisdom that we speak, you will not be going through what you are going through. You will not. Recently, I was preaching and basically I said that you shouldn't be where you are. If you had listened, you shouldn't be where you are. And this one is that if they had known, you see, the reason why people criticize and people talk about the wisdom of God, which is not from below,
is
because they don't know. Do you know that if people knew that Jesus was the savior of mankind, Maxwell, would they have crucified him? They wouldn't. But you see, it was hidden. But for us, it is not hidden. We are seeing it. What we have seen it before, is that also?
Yeah.
We are seeing it. And we are knowing it. And you see, our wisdom, one of our greatest wisdom, is to live by faith. We believe by faith. It's a great wisdom. We believe by faith. And our laws are all based on faith in the word of God. And if you do it, you'll be blessed. One of the statutes and the wisdom we have been taught is that let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in every good thing. I will explain the verse again to you. Which means that communicate not by text message that happy Galatians
6:6.
Do you get it? No. Communicate in every good thing. This can precede your good thing, but it is substance. This is our wisdom, Linda. This is our wisdom. And it will make you great. Anytime you have followed the wisdom of God, you become great. Things just work. And I see great people in this church rising up. You people, you don't have any idea, but the great things I'm seeing here. That's why when anytime the testimony comes, it's my favorite part too. When the testimony, testimony and we are that, it's my favorite part. Because see, testimony is the word of God becoming alive. Why are you hearing the word?
So that you, the word becomes alive and helps you. So if I want the word to be alive, then I have to believe in testimonies. But some of you don't even understand it. But it's, that's how it is. That's my favorite portion.
Now, you see,
when somebody teaches you the word,
so be sure you
and you honor the person, you are actually honoring the gift of God. Because I also made you to know that God gave gifts to men. And I mentioned to you the gifts. Hallelujah. And for UD, God has given us a gift.
UD has my
and who is our gift? Our prophet,
Bishop Dagi Odmills.
He is our gift. He is when God gave Jesus brought Jesus, he collected some 12 people fighting among themselves.
Jesus Efa for
the status opportunity, they went back to work. And then he forced and tried and changed them. But they were not Jesus. The gift of God to mankind can never be Paul. When you say, for God so loved the world that he gave his, that particular verse can never be
Peter.
It was Jesus. But out of Jesus, all other gifts have also come. Many gifts have come. In the UD, the gift of God for us can never be Bishop Sam.
Bishop Sam.
It is the gift God has given Bishop Dagi Odmills.
Bishop Dagi Odmills.
And he tried to collect some 12 people to try and help us to do the thing that we don't even know what we are doing. So that when he says go, we don't know whether we should go or we shouldn't go.
Hey!
So we have a gift. And so I said, God gave us gifts. And we have one of the greatest gifts that you can ever have in Christendom.
Hallelujah.
We don't know what we have. We have one of the best prophets, best pastors, best teachers you can ever have. I tell you. So, we need to honor him. And among many things that I've said, I also thought about timely appreciation. You don't wait for the person to die before you honor the person. Neither do you go and ask, what do you need? You see, there are many people, you cannot go and ask them, what do you need? And say, I'm going to give you, maybe you need boxer shorts, I want to give you boxer shorts.
No.
You do your spiritual duty, which is our wisdom, and then you become great.
Now I can see.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me give you just 3 or 2 examples, testimonies of people who believe. Hallelujah. But you see, before even I give you that word, let me give you another advice. We'll be closing soon. But today is our day, isn't it? In Mark 6, don't forget these verses. These verses will make you different from many other nations.
Wow.
I'm telling you. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished. Saying, from whence are this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him? That such mighty works are wrought by his hands. Can you believe it? People are saying, "What? Look at the crusades Bishop is doing."
The crusader Bishop.
Me, I don't know where you have seen some before, but as for me, this is my first time I'm seeing. I used to see Reinhard Bonnke do some. But what I've seen in our days and our time, I haven't seen it anywhere else. So what power is this?
To me being here.
What is this?
Being here.
But listen.
Muntio.
Then people said, is this the carpenter, the son of Mary? The brother of James, Joseph, and Judah.
Simon.
Ah. And are not his sisters with us here?
Sure.
Immediately they equalized the prophet.
And
they neutralize the anointing.
Is it any time
you bring a great man to your level to equalize? You neutralize the help the person can give to you. Because every great gift is a blessing for you. But when you bring it to your level and equalize it, then you have neutralized what the person can do for you. So immediately when people say, wow! What a powerful man! What a great man! People were just thinking of neutral. Is it not Mary's? Do you understand when somebody says, are you not your mother's son? Even they are not sure of your father. You see the girls who are standing here for 5 cities, and may God deliver all of them.
Amen.
They were Amen. Just actors.
Amen.
May he never be so in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
But you don't know your father. That's why, so the people were trying to say, look, this man up to now, we don't even know his father. He's a bastard. People can equalize. They can say things to equalize. Don't we know his wife? Don't we know? Don't we know his children? And they were offended. Scandalizo. They were offended. But Jesus said unto them. A dagwood mills is not without honor. A dagwood mills is without honor, but in his own country, in his own church, among his own people. Hey, how can you have a bishop, a pastor, a prophet like Bishop Dag?
Look,
those of you who travel around and go to other churches, if you see how people are cherishing this gift of God, how people are just eating his messages, eating his books, and giving testimonies of blessings, you'll be sad. So somebody like this must not be your pastor. And you don't benefit from this great anointing. See, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own people and in his own house. And listen, and he could dare do no mighty work. Meanwhile, your problem that you have, you need a mighty work. As you are sitting here looking at me, the thing that is following you, it's not this type of small works we can do to cast out. Just this morning, somebody was sharing a vision. She said that she was praying and she saw, as you have gathered, she saw 3 beautiful snakes. They are also around. Yeah, are you the one? They're also around. But you see, because of the mighty presence of God, she said suddenly an angel, somebody who looks like an angel, appeared and cut off the heads of all the 3 snakes. May every snake that is released against you in person and as a church, may the snake's head be cut off in the name of Jesus. No snake can hide with you. No snakes, they are masters of hiding and flourishing.
Or what to me,
but it shall never be your story in Jesus' name. Some of you, what is following you? Look, the prayer we are. Look, today's communion should take it serious.
And that communion,
but today, mighty works will happen because of what we are doing. We have prayed for you. Jesus told his disciples, hey, this one. You are trying to cut this one out.
Yes,
but one church service,
sure.
It does not go out just like that.
We MPS out.
It means they are these ones. And probably yours are one of those ones. You need a mighty work. But because they equalize and neutralize Jesus. A whole Jesus. He could there do no mighty work. No mighty work. And that's why he said familiarity breeds contempt. They say familiarity breeds contempt. You see, and what happens is that you are the one who loses. If somebody has power to give you,
so you and
you don't get it, who loses?
Wona,
the person takes his power away.
Or didn't you me back up?
He takes his power away.
Or didn't you me back up?
But they equalize Jesus and neutralize. So
he could, say,
he could dare do no more save. He laid his hands upon a few sick folk.
And sometimes,
the testimonies we hear are powerful. But we are going to hear even more powerful testimonies.
Yeah, Babette, see.
You see, the things that we are hearing, their power, we are not taking lightly at all. And there are many, for the testimonies, some are even getting angry that we are not sharing their testimonies. But we are telling them that it's in a queue, it will come. It's in a queue. And you know something? Ever since we started singing, every time his testimony, ask, every day people are having testimonies. That's why I say we will elevate testimonies and we shall have testimonies.
In the name of
every day. We are having testimonies. But he couldn't do much. Look, you should be able to be in your house, play the prayers of Bishop Doug, and go out to face whatever you are going to face. And mighty words will happen in your life and whatever you are going to do. Just don't equalize. Just know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, let me go to my three verses and we'll close. I'm giving you three examples of people who are net with substance. You see, me, one of my church members recently taught me how we should teach our members to honor with substance in a very, very unpleasant way. I've told you before, isn't it? This member, we were looking for a child. I prayed with you for almost 4 or 5 years. Then when the child came and she was giving thanks to God. Oh, I thank Bishop Sam for being with me.
Bishop Sam.
But I want to thank Professor Soso. Because I went for all night last month.
All night.
And he asked her to sow a seed. And when I sowed the seed, the next month I got pregnant.
I
said, ah.
Because I didn't ask for a seed.
If I had added seed every 4 years, but now you could have accumulated to. Now you'd have remembered that I've spent 50,000 cedis. And now you remember that I have been praying for you. So I've realized that. In a very hard way, you know, I realize that it's a wisdom that you have to teach. Very unpleasant way, but how for do? Yours truly was sitting down cool like that. 1 Kings 17. I've told the person, wherever I preach, I will say, just like you say, what the woman of Alabaster boss did. So I will never stop. Sleeping dogs will never lie with this one. 1 Kings 17, we are just about. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded the widow woman to sustain thee. Yeah. Now, this is a prophet who was hungry. But he was doing the work of God. And God was feeding him miraculously. God was feeding him with ravens. Miracle. May you receive miracle feeding, miracle financial breakthroughs. God can do everything. Recently, some people called me and asked me a certain question. And I told them that this question I can only answer by first saying that God is sovereign. He can do whatever he wants to do. Before I started answering their question,
he
is calling. I mean, can you be? You be there, no? Then ravens will come. The one you opened, they brought you wrap, shawarma,
and shawarma, bro.
Pizza.
How many pizza swap, bro?
Shawarma and pizza from Basilisa. The raven, and you come and put it there. And then they put diet coke.
I'm with the coke, so I have a scene change.
Zero coke. Water.
I'm with the
and then they fly and you eat.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you. No, ready.
But this happened in the Bible.
Nansu sasem yesi wo
Bible. May you have some miracle healings, miracle
healing.
Unusual miracles.
Insentreni
bia be so. Expect every miracle. So far as in the Bible.
Ewo Bible
you did there.
Sabet mi aka.
So, but you see, God is now going to feed him again because and God is wonderful. You are feeding somebody somewhere, and then the thing got finished.
Now we move Adrian Nasa.
And God says, change your location. See, when God is moving you, it doesn't mean he can't make provisional.
If he wants
to do a new thing.
It doesn't mean he
can't provide for you. He wants to do a new thing. He wants to bless somebody. A whole prophet was going to move because he wants to bless somebody.
17.
And he came to pass after this thing that the son. So now remember this story. Elijah went to the woman and Elijah said, look, I don't have food to eat. The woman said, look, I have no money in my ATM. The last one I have, I'll go and buy diesel with it and it's finished. Then Elijah said, my friend,
Elijah say,
make Adam, me first.
Because
he had received a certain wisdom from God.
This
is our wisdom. He had received a certain wisdom from God. So say, hey, bring it first to me. Quickly. And so they did that. And verse 17. And it came to pass after this that the son of, and the woman, when the woman said the son would die, but the son, they ate. And it came to pass after these things, the son of the woman, the mistress of the son, fell sick. Is that not so?
Yeah.
Okay, before I even read it, verse 15 to 16. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah.
No, Elijah catch her.
And she and her house did eat many days.
No, any fear, any day.
Do you remember what the woman said? She said, we are left with our last money for pork. This afternoon. I just want to buy my last pot for my beloved today. And I'll propose and my money will finish. And Elijah said, no, don't buy pork for your beloved today. Today, buy it for me.
My beloved.
And after that, look at the miracle.
She
and her house did eat how many days? They
in
ate how many days?
In that pee.
3 days.
No.
4 days.
No.
5 days.
No.
How many days?
In that pee.
Many days. May you drink Coca-Cola.
Sprite.
May you drink Horlicks. May you eat kenke that you want. May you eat pork kebab. May you go to Basilisa and eat your pizzas. Many days. May your husband not only buy you milkshake during Christmas.
Christmas time.
May he buy it for you many days.
They
ate many days. Some of you ate for the thing that you know that will finish within 1 week. They did eat for many days. Charlie, your car is not going to break down after 2 days. Recently, a brother went to buy a car. I told the brother, the problem you are going to buy is better than you walking. His struggles are going, unless a miracle takes place. Tomorrow, the car's exhaust is broken.
And then car exhaust, I said,
well, how did you buy this car?
Besides, what car you saying?
But it will not be your problem. You shall drive your car for many days. And you will dash it when you are changing it in Jesus' name. And listen, according to the word of God, which is paid by Elijah, I mean, in other words, according to the wisdom of our wisdom. This is our wisdom. Hey. And then listen to what happened. You see, I want to read these three testimonies and we will close. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman the mistress of the house fell sick. And the sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O man of God? And then, so this woman's son was dying. And then Elijah told her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into the loft and where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he
cried,
you see, when a prophet has a bed, I remember one of our missionaries, he and his wife have been married for many years. They didn't have children. And myself and my wife were traveling to Nigeria. So I drove, when we go to Benin, our pastor from Nigeria said, you meet us at the Benin border. So the Benin-Nigeria border, so that we go. So I parked my car. So in the night, we slept in his house. And then he said, oh, he had only one bed. He wants me and my pregnant wife to sleep on that bed. And he and his wife will sleep on the bare floor. Of course, the opposite would have been there. What would have happened? So we slept on his bed. Would you believe that the only child the person has, in fact, today he is 55 years old. The only child he has is the child that they had when we left. He said, after we left that month, they had sex on the bed for child. And then they had their child. That's the only child they've ever had.
And they still have.
And he's a human being who lives. Yes. So, see, I'm not saying come and look for my. But he said he put him on his own bed. Some of you, if you had faith, even the chair the pastor sits on. Have you seen the Nigerians when they come for homecoming?
Yeah.
And bishops finish preaching. So they go and lie in front of the pulpit. You go and see the churches they have.
Yes.
You go and see the church. When you come, even you drink your bottle and throw it at on the pulpit. Like some of you, when you come to church, you chew gum. Nobody should chew gum in this church.
And
then when you do your sachet water, you leave it on the chair, you go. But Elijah prayed and the child got up. Is that not so? Why did it happen? Because the woman had provoked a certain honor, blessing by honoring the prophet with the wisdom of God. Forgive me. Look at another time. Just the second testimony. 2 Kings 4:8. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as he often passed by, he turned indeed to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God which passeth up here continually. Let us make him a little chamber, and I pray thee on the wall, and let us set him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. The woman saw a prophet and a teacher. Often the women see more than the men. And sometimes the men also see, but when it comes to giving, the men pretend they've not seen. Because they feel that the women are too emotional. If they don't take it, they will take all their money and go and give it to the person. So when it comes to seeing in terms of honoring, the men don't see well. But the women see. So the woman, and if you have a good wife like this woman, she pressed the man that let's build a place for the man to sleep. If it was you, said, hey, she's falling in love with the pastor. You to do night shift. See what you are thinking about. Then in verse 16, I'm jumping so that in verse 16, and after all, and he said, so the woman had a need, and I told him, mighty work should happen. The woman had a need. And so when he told him the need, he said that, and he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. What has she done? She had been to the gynecologist. Is there a gynecologist talking? Is there a gynecologist talking? Is there a doctor talking? Is there a prophet?
At
least the last time I heard of Elisha, I didn't hear that he went to medical school.
Man, they say Elisha echo medical school.
I mean, he was talking about somebody going to have a child through all this thing. I don't want this IVF or whatever. He became a gynecologist by force. He said, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. According to the time of life, I see somebody doing your work. I see somebody breastfeeding. I see somebody getting married. I see somebody going for your breakthrough. And this woman, don't tell me your time has passed. She too, her time had already passed. But they still said, according to the time, cycle of life. Hey. And then even, listen, even the woman has accepted her problem to the extent I said, hey, my, don't come and lie to me. You know these prophets who have come these days, every day you are giving prophecies. He said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaiden. Because many prophets have come and said, tomorrow by this time, next year by this time, I see you, and you are carrying your twins. I see you. You are carrying your triplet. What is your bread? You say, with them, I'm more than you. They're thrown out with the terminal.
If I've given you, just sleep.
I'm okay with my problem. Maybe didn't be and me.
Don't come and lie to me.
You know, sometimes you can be okay with your problem. But listen, and the woman conceived and bare a son. Yours shall also come to pass in the name of Jesus. You shall overcome that mountain. You shall overcome that problem. Whatever ideas you have, you shall conceive it and you shall bring forth it in the name of Jesus. It shall come to pass. But listen to this one too. Verse 18. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head.
This
is your head, your head. You see, once I came and I had a headache and I was
sick.
So it pies to the head. Malabim and Malakwin and
Panado.
The one say, No, they have some advert they do. Malakwin and Malabom. No. It's not. It's this our local
Tabia
advert. Tabia Eba. I'll remember, don't worry. It's Malakwin and Malabom or something. Anyway. So, my head. You see, it's some of head there. Some of the head is Dr. Foley. It could be tension out of blood pressure.
They call it
silent killers. It can just kill many headaches are just indicative of a problem you have. Is that not so, doctor? So when you are healed of headache, you have been healed of blood sugar, hypertension, causes. Some of you may be pure constipation.
I'm sure you
may be pure of a constipation to can kill. Have you had constipation and you wanted to bring it out and you wish you had surgery? You take your time.
What's your name?
You bring it small. Hey! You didn't preach my message before I spoil my message. My head.
I see me tea.
And he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. You see the fathers. And when he had taken him to his mother, brought to his mother, he sat on his knees to know and he died. When I read this, I realized, I see, sometimes when God bless you, there are problems. You are tempted to think that, it's not a blessing from God. God bless the person with the child. And yet the child died. If it were so, it wasn't from God. This prophecy was a lie. That's why, taking out and preserving are two different things. That's why the prophet is very powerful. He brought them and he preserved them. He brought them out and he preserved them. So the blessing is that we can come. But the priest, he died. But look at this one too. The Bible said that They went for the man of God. And the man of God came. And you see, and Bible says, and she went and laid him on the bed of the man of God.
No, they are
and shut the door upon him and went out.
And not two dining no pier.
Hey. Chest that men of God sit on. Places they pass. Things they use. Garments they give out. You don't know what you are losing. You have equalized. That's why you have neutralized the power. But she didn't neutralize it at all.
See,
everybody has bed, but this bed is different. And she called her husband and sent, and the man of God came. Eventually, he also came back to life. And then finally, now you are seeing that all of them, the blessing, the child died. And then the man of God came in again. The child died. You see, it is just trying to, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, just how powerful it is to honor your teacher, to honor your prophet. How powerful it is. Last one. Jesus was a very busy man. Oh, take your seat. Jesus was a very busy man. Even me. Recently, somebody was saying, it's not easy to get you. I said, me? I was very shocked. Because I'm one of the easiest persons to get.
Because
it's as me. If you want to see me, you will see me. But somebody says, very. I say, hey. But Jesus,
yes,
very. Hey. Going. He came for 3 years to fulfill something and go back. So he was just focused on what he was doing. And one day, he was going somewhere and they called that your friend Lazarus is sick.
How many of you
have heard that called a pastor that you are sick and they never came to your house before? Please, you just honesty. You called your pastor, you were sick, he never visited you. Amy, you call me, your mother was sick. I didn't visit. I prayed and she was healed. Is that also? Yes, but many of you, but this one, Jesus left to go and visit. Even though he was late, but he went. But do you know what had happened earlier on? Earlier on, Bible says in Mark 14:3. That's where we are closing with. Communion.
Amen.
Hey. Mark 14:3. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, the result of this thing was the raising of Lazarus.
And the man Lazarus,
as he sat at midday, came a woman with an alabaster box of ointment and spikenard, very precious, and she breathed the box and poured it on his head. And when he did this, some people had indignation. They were so bored.
No, oh yes, I did. Be move for you.
He said, why are you doing this on this man? And Jesus said, she has done a good thing. This was the woman whose brother Lazarus was dead,
Lazarus,
and sent for Jesus.
And
Jesus
came.
What did Jesus do?
Now, Jesus be here.
Bible says that he called Lazarus!
Lazarus!
Do you know where Lazarus was?
Lazarus.
Lazarus had died for 4 days.
In that
not one day.
And yet that,
you know, sometimes people die and they are not dead. And they put them in the fridge. So when you go for them, you see that the person was trying to scream. But the person was not dead. So many of them, all those who have squeezed their faces when they come, they were not there. They suddenly realized they put them in the fridge, they couldn't do anything. But 4 days! You cannot say he wasn't dead. Even me recently, in my midst, a dead man was raised. But up to today, I'm confused whether he was really dead. Because it was, if you calculate, he was dead for just 10 minutes. So I'm not too sure whether he died or he didn't die. Do you get it? So I say that he died and he came. The doctor says he's gone. But doctor says maybe I say, Mama, maybe it was a mistake. But 4 days, you can't say it was a mistake.
What do you mean can't say a mistake?
But because of an alabaster box of ointment, so it's an
alabaster box now.
And people were criticizing.
Oh yes, I did.
4 days dead. Jesus went and brought him out. This makes me to see that, look, that gift of God on the prophet. No situation is too difficult that it cannot solve.
How be you are?
Only don't bring it to your level and equalize so you neutralize the power.
You do it,
and you lose your own blessing. So today, Galatians 6:6, I want, and I told you already that we are going to sow of our substance. We are going to sow of our substance, which is not our first and best. Which is not our offering. Which is a special substance. Which we have respectfully.
Yeah.
With respect to the anointing. Brought to Anna. To break it. At the feet of the prophet. To break it. And to let people say that we are, you see, until people say that you are a fool. Because these are wisdom, it is foolishness to those who are perishing. Until someone says it's foolishness, you haven't practiced the thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So somebody should break your alabaster
box.
It is going to open a great door for you. And it's a reasonable service. After you have been taught the word. After Bishop has sent me here.
Bishop has sent me here.
Many of the... look, the books we read, we teach.
Books now,
the messages we hear, we preach.
Preaching now,
and you are blessed. When they preach a message that Bishop preached, when I finished, people came to... surround me.
Let me preach Bishop the message.
So this revelation.
We be catch them.
Is it? Are we all reading the same Bible? I mean, make sure Musa say, "Me na my say my great to say."
So I say me yentel da.
Di me papa di ane pa
ne ma. Nasno muni museo.
Ma ko seven no. Heavy.
It's my father's preaching.
Amen.
Amen.
So it is our duty. Reasonable service.
Hey, I said, yeah.
To also say that prophet.
Say because I'm ready for.
I am teaching you to be part of this great anointing.
Make sure I say something for whom can.
Even the car park, there's some small empty spaces.
Car park, no crown. We're crying
home, but we'll try and get out there to add.
Because
your car is delayed. It will come.
So car crown, we check.
It's not the one that breaks down that you have to always go and change when you are looking for you. Amen.
Amen.
So, every one of you brought a prepared prophet offering. Prepared in an envelope.
And
you cannot make that decision today. As you are saying, so, I'm now preparing to put some money. Look, let's go to Galatians 6:7. Let's go to Galatians 6:7. If you are there and you are preaching with us, can we all read it together? Galatians 6:7, ready, go. Be.
Osimaya and Dada.
You haven't thought of honoring the prophet. Then when I said it, so I have some one CDB here. The girl sitting is looking at me if I don't give it to me some way. So you collect every penny, you put the one CD in, and you say, I'm honoring the prophet. Don't worry. But what you are sowing. What you are sowing. Careful now. Careful now. You are going to reap it. It's just a law of sowing and reaping. God is not mocked. You can't come here. You see, the gift is from God. And you are mocking. You can't mock God. So, if you know that you didn't come with any prepared seed, because maybe you come to church every four weeks, and today is the first time you come for after 2 months, don't worry. Next week, I can give you opportunity to properly, or in the course of the week, properly come and honor him. If you're honoring with a check,
so with a check, Nema.
Please don't write his name.
Mention it in also.
Just make it cash check.
So cash check.
For one or two reasons. I'm telling you.
Me na make
by experience. So don't write it. write cash.
So sign a check at
so cash. Maybe if you have already written his name on your 10,000 checkbook, you can change it and make it cash.
Cash.
This wisdom. This wisdom. Some will despise it. But some will cherish it. But we shall know the difference soon. So if you brought any of your prepared seed to honor the prophet, I want you to come and bring it here. Can I have, I'm going to receive it myself. As I've spoken about the prophet Anna, you brought a prepared seed for the prophet. Stand to your feet and come and put your offering basket. Please, listen. If you want to write your name, you can also write your name on it. If you want to write your name, maybe whatever. But otherwise, you should also bring it. God bless. Prepared, not knee-jerk prophet offering. Come and put it here. Because verse 7 is waiting for you. God bless you. God bless you. Listen. Oh, sing it for me. Sing it for me. God bless you. God bless you. I see blessings rushing into your life. Wait, let me get. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. The woman said that I'm left with my last. He said, don't worry, you bring it. You will live. You will live. You will live. God bless you. God bless you.
Grew still.
God bless you.
As she made her God way bless to Jesus.
Hey, you, are you generating heat or something? The whole place has become like some aircraft engine. Hey, maybe it's an angel generating some blessings you.
It's like,
hey, you are receiving a powerful beloved. Before you finish school, a great job is waiting for you. God bless you. You believe, oh God bless you. This wisdom, you know, not many people believe this wisdom. God bless you.
She knelt before his feet, and though she spoke no words, everything she said.
This I'm going to give it to our prophet. Now your children in Tema, whom you sent me to go and preach to them, with the food you gave to me, the word you gave to me, they say thank you for teaching them. Thank you for teaching them. Thank you for making a podcast available for them to listen to it. Thank you for making your books available for them to read. Thank you. They are saying thank you. To honor you as a gift from God. They don't see you as an ordinary person. They see you as a gift from God. And they are honoring God for your life. God bless you. 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 God bless you.
You don't know the cost.
God bless you.
Of the oil.
God bless you. Hey. Shakataya Nereba. The prophet's anointed. If you give a prophet a cup of water, you receive a prophet. Because he's a prophet, you receive a prophet reward. You are living here with great rewards, great blessings, great rewards, great blessings. You alone cannot even keep this blessing. You have to call many others to be part of this blessing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of His touch. So now I'm giving back to Him.
God bless you.
Oh, the praise is worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why.
Bless you.
I've come to
Tell
him my church is blessed, though. All this blessing is coming. It's transforming into powerful blessings in your life. And you are going to be blessed in this church. Preaching is going to be very easy for me here.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
My hair.
God bless you. God bless you.
You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. And
you don't know the cost of the oil. God bless you. As you break the alabaster box, God is blessing you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Wow. God bless you. 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 This is our wisdom. To the world, what are they doing? They will laugh. It is foolishness to them who don't understand. But this is what will make us different. This is what will separate us from the rest and make you a great and a wise nation. God bless you. You shall not be alone. You are becoming a nation from today. You are becoming great, a company. You are crossing with your staff alone, but you are going to come back with a great company.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. 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 Wow, put your hands together for Jesus. How many of you are not in church, but you wish you had honored the prophet?
And
you want to give me an opportunity next week to come and honor the prophet? Give me a wave. Give me a wave. Give me a wonderful. Wonderful. So next week, or in the course of the week, but especially next week, Sunday.
Next week, Sunday.
Put it in a very powerful envelope and write HYP.
Honor
the prophet or prophet Anna. Because I don't just want you to, you know, sometimes, like the communion, you came to church, we bless and you go with problems. Because they drink condemnation upon themselves. So I don't want to just do it casually. You say, do it as if you wanted to do it. Okay. Wonderful. Everybody, now lift up your hand. Lift up your offering. Holy Father, by your anointing upon my life.
Yes, Lord.
And by us honoring the anointing today and provoking a great anointing in this house, I pronounce special blessings upon these seeds.
Amen.
That your children are sowing.
Amen.
There are hundreds, there are 200s,
yes.
There are 50s,
yes, Lord.
There are 20s,
yes.
There are 10s,
yes.
And there are 5s. As they sow, bless them.
Amen.
Bless them.
Amen.
They sold their phones. Bless them.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastors. We are going to take our communion soon. But if you are here also, you want to give your life to Jesus.
So has now person for whom I Jesus.
To receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. I'd like you to say with me this prayer. Let's pray this general prayer. But when you go, you will know those who are here for the first time. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
You brought me to church.
You brought me to church.
Today.
Today.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus Christ is
that
Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe in my heart
I
also.
I believe in my heart also
that Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me
of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Wash me.
Wash me
with your blood.
With your blood.
And make me your child.
And make me your child
from today.
From today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your love for me.
For your love for me.
Amen.
Amen. But you can't pay when you say, Radi Yesu. Midawase. Say what Jimmy. Papa. Meniaji.
Meniaji.
Sorry, me about, sorry.
Ene.
Midemakuma mount.
Midemakuma.
Misrao. Fami boning in a chemi.
Fami boning in a chemi.
Natural me dean.
Natural me.
I won't quam money.
I won't quam.
Midawase.
Midawase.
Say what Jimmy. Ewa Yesu dean.
Amen.
Amen. Now, pastors, can you quickly share the communion? Pastors, can you quickly share the communion? And then one or two of you should make sure that you take some to the understanding campaign, and one pastor will go and explain to them, pray with them about communion as they are born again, so they can also be served with the communion. Quickly, please, you take it and you wait for all of us to take it. We are a little behind time, but how many of you believe that it's good to spend time to honor the prophet?
I had the pastor.
Wonderful. We there, if you like, Oba will be a crowd, we don't mind. God, as we share the communion, we want to appreciate our prophet. You see, Bishop, you know, Lighthouse is now United Denominations.
Lighthouse, United Denomination.
Broken into denominations. Of which Loyalty House is one of the denominations.
And Loyalty House,
we have Mega Church.
Yeah, Mega Church.
We have Anakazu Assembly.
Yeah, Anakazu Assembly.
We have Mission,
yeah,
French.
Mission French, yeah.
We have Kodesh Family.
Your Kodesh Family Church.
We have First Love.
Your First Love.
We have Catch the Anointing, which is coming soon.
Your Catch the Anointing, Eba. Shepherd House.
We have Shepherd House.
Your
we have Master Seed.
Your Master Seed.
We have the one for Portuguese, Grigrie, Portuguese. So we have a lot of denominations, but all of us are originated from Lighthouse.
Yeah, yeah, if
you
Lighthouse.
You know, we have original Lighthouse too.
And we have Lighthouse.
And we have only one father. Who is Bishop Dagiwad Mills?
Bishop Dagiwad
he
Mills.
Is our prophet. He is our teacher. That's why I want all of you to subscribe to the podcast. And listen to the messages. Tune your multi TV to Healing Jesus TV.
Our multi TV is called Healing Jesus
Listen
TV.
Listen to him. We have several books he has written.
Books,
read the books and catch the wisdom. And be blessed. So this is our father and our prophet and our teacher. And we love God. We thank God for his life. And we love him. Wonderful. Share the communion.
Dear Bishop, precious to us, your effort passing by us. And when we are just saying this. Dear Bishop, precious to us, your effort passing by us. And when we are just saying this. We love you. We thank you. We really appreciate.
That's our prophet and our teacher.
We love
anointed
we
heavily
you.
For your breakthrough and for your life.
Dear Bishop, precious to us, your efforts are sent by us.
Some of you, if you listen to the messages and you have your healing,
come on.
Just say you just lay your hands wherever you are sick. He prays for you and you are healed. You receive your breakthrough. So listen to the message as if he's standing in front of you and you have fellowship with him.
We love, we thank you.
We thank you.
We really appreciate
it.
We love you.
We love.
We thank you.
We thank you. We really appreciate.
Come on, dear Bishop. Dear Bishop,
whatever you admire,
I am excited.
If you admire the anointing, it will come to you, and you will have it.
Come on.
Just say,
dear Bishop.
Dear Bishop, precious to
your effort.
Your effort has seen by eyes.
As I'm preaching now, it's in Malawi having Healing Jesus campaign.
Just say,
after preaching in Sri Lanka just past week.
Thank you.
We thank you. We really appreciate.
We love you.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Precious, he called my bishop.
I say that fatal. We give it to you, dear why you and also. Thank you for your books. Thank you for the podcast. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for everything. Yeah. Bishop, we thank you. We appreciate you. We love
we
you.
We are going
Bishop.
To share the communion in this time.
Why you need I say that fatal. So that can say any more dear why you need. Come on, we love you.
We love, we thank you.
We thank you.
We really appreciate
we really
you.
Appreciate
come on, come on, come on. We love you.
We love,
we thank you.
We thank you. We really appreciate you.
Today I'll have the communion. Hey, some people here don't, if you don't have the communion, raise your hands. Because this communion. We are going to take it under the unction of provoking the honor of the prophet. So today, dear, if they don't give some to you, you have to, whatever will happen, it's finished. So please, sing the song. Raise your hand if you don't have some, then they can come to you.
Dear Bishop, precious to us, your efforts are seen by us, and we are just saying.
Come on, raise your hand if you don't have.
Just saying.
Come on.
Dear Bishop, precious to us, your efforts are seen by us, and we are just saying. Just saying thanks.
We love you.
Yo, we love you. We appreciate you.
Somebody,
we really
there is a tumor in your body. It is disappearing after you take this communion.
We love you, Bishop.
Somebody, you are in a difficult financial crisis. There is anointing here to deal with it today. Many difficult problems are going to be solved today as you take the communion. Nobody is living here with any problem today. You are laying it down.
We appreciate you, Bishop. We appreciate you. Oh Lord, yeah, yeah. Yo, we thank you for the books. We thank you for the messages. We thank you for all the things that you're doing. Yeah, for feeding us all. We thank you, Lord. Bishop, we appreciate you. Come on, say, Bishop, we love you.
Bishop, you have some.
Love you. Say, Bishop, we love you.
Hey.
Bishop, we love you.
The come on. Listen, whilst your hand is up, it's a very spiritual moment. We have provoked the prophet's anointing here.
Hallelujah.
He said, when you gather and my spirit is with you, his spirit is with us here. And I want you to say to this communion you are taking today, what you want God to do for you. And believe God. You see, it's your expectation that will be met. So what you want God to do for you, say it. Believe it. And have it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you are taking for any sick person, whatever, still take it. Give it to the person. There's anointing in this to save and heal and bless the person. Wonderful. Father, open it and take the... As soon as I pray over the bread, it's no longer bread. It's power of the body of Christ to heal your body and to make you sufficient in every way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for opportunity to eat your flesh. Bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Receive it. This blood, his blood. He wanted to purchase us from sin and from the devil. No one's blood was worthy but the blood of the Lamb,
amen.
His Son.
Amen.
This is the same blood by faith that we take. You are breaking every yoke that Satan has put on you. You are getting away from every trap Satan has set for you. You are removing yourself from every limitation that the devil has put on you. And you are putting yourself in the way of blessing, in the way of breakthrough. You are putting yourself in your position that God has placed you. You would never remain demoted in the name of Jesus. And you will never beg in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your blood that was shed for us. His blood.
His blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Drink this blessing. The blessing. Can feel it. Can you feel the blessing of the
of our Father with us here.
Wow.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I can even see a cloud of glory in the church.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.